I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Lift up your right hand. Say the month of November. I can't hear you from the back. Say the month of November will be my month. It opened for me. It will deliver unto me all the good things, all the blessings, all the favor, all the open doors unto me in the name of Jesus. Say, I will not give up. Say, I will not give up. I will continue to believe unto my promises, unto my blessings become a reality in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. So shall it be. I said, so shall it be. You will come back with a testimony. Tell three people you are coming back with a testimony. 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 In Jesus' precious name, amen. Clap your two hands one more. Take back your seat shortly. Now I want to speak to you shortly about something very important as we wrap up the year. And then we'll be out of this place. We have not taught the word of God tonight. We have been praying. Tomorrow we'll pray again. More. Tomorrow, don't miss it, because we are going to pray about the gates. The spiritual gates. Whatever has been stopping you will open up for you. Amen. I said amen. Now, I want to explain something shortly with you in 15 minutes. And we'll be out of this place. It is what I call why God established the tithe. Why God established the tithe. Oh, clap your two hands. Tell somebody by you, there is a reason why God established tithing. God does nothing for no reason. Everything that God does or God institute is for a reason. And you and I must endeavor to discover the reason why God established the tithe. Number one reason why God established tithe, or God wants his children to pay tithe, is because one, God established the tithe for people to show gratitude to him, so that we will show gratitude to God. Gratitude. Everybody say gratitude. Leviticus, or let me read the Deuteronomy 1, Deuteronomy 26, 1 to 3. Deuteronomy 26, verse 1 to 3. God established the tithe so that we will show gratitude to God. So that we will show gratitude to God. So that we will show gratitude. We will be grateful to God for what he has done for us. We'll be grateful to God for what God has done in our lives. Amen. Deuteronomy 26, 1 to 3, are you there? We are all reading. One go. And it shall be, when thou art come in unto the land which the Lord thy God gives thee for an inheritance, and you possess it, and you dwell therein, that thou shalt take of the first of all the fruits of the earth, which thou shalt bring of thy land, that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall put it in a basket, and shall go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. Amen. And thou shalt go unto the priest, the pastor, that thou shalt be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God, that I am come unto the country which the Lord sware unto our fathers for to give us. Amen. So he says that, for when that day comes, when the Lord begins to bless you, you shall also go to the pastor in those days. And in these days, I am the pastor here. You shall go to your pastor, and you shall tell your pastor, or you shall give him a tithe of everything that the Lord has blessed you with. And you shall say to him, it is because the Lord has done what he promised me. It is because the Lord has blessed me. Somebody say, the Lord has blessed me. How many of you believe that the Lord has blessed you? The fact that you got one food to eat this morning is a sign that God has blessed you. The fact that you got chop money is a sign of God's blessing. The fact that you have a salary is a sign of God's blessing. The fact that you are able to pay school fees is a sign of God's blessing. The fact that you have a place to stay. So don't be ungrateful. Now, people who don't pay tithe are telling God something. Because the principle of tithing is that God gives you something, maybe a salary, a chop money, a gift. And then out of what God has given you, you return 10% to him. In other words, God, you are the one who gave me. Say, God, you are the one who gave me. Or say, God, you are the one who gave me. God, the Bible says that all good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of light. Every good thing you have, the Bible says that what can you receive that was not given you? So there is nothing, including that job you have. There is nothing that you can say God didn't give you. That job you have, God gave you. That chop money that comes into your hands every day, that gift that you were given by your customers, God gave you. God gave you. Can I hear an amen? Amen. And so, if God gave you and you refuse to return his 10%, what are you trying to tell him? You are trying to tell him that, God, I don't believe that you gave me. You are trying to tell God that, God, I don't believe that you gave me. I don't believe that you blessed me. You are trying to tell God that, God, you have not blessed me. Because I'm a student, you have not blessed me. But God has paid your fees. And yet you don't pay tithe. God has given you chop money, daily chop money, transportation to school, back and forth. And yet you say, God, you have not blessed me. And you don't need to say it with your mouth. Action speaks louder than. Yeah. There are things I will understand you are telling me without you opening your mouth. True or not true? Yeah. By your conduct, by your actions, there are things I can get from you. That no, this guy is trying to say this. This lady is trying to say this. Only here, it's me trying to cope on BB. And found out they were no can. Senyamima will chop money. Senyamima will stack a salary. Job be back. Gifts be back. Not the way to me and you tight in Gia. Nya wo kacha nyan kupon anything. And ya wo and our demami. Wun shrami. And utina minishi amidemao. Are you hear what I'm saying? But I believe God has blessed someone here. Amen. If God has blessed you, lift up your hands and wave it. If God has blessed you, lift up your hands and wave it. So clap your two hands together for the Lord. Tell somebody by you, don't be ungrateful to God anymore. From today, be grateful. Pay your tithe. Give God your tithe. Let him know that you are grateful for what he's given you. Yeah, for the little, the small gifts and the chop money and the salary and the income and the gifts that he's giving you. Number two, God established the tithe for people to remember where God lifted them from. God established the tithe so that you and I, we will remember where God lifted us from. Chale, nyami duwe free baby o. Se wa obe shewa abria bomo a, enye baby ana owo no na ugusu wono. Anta na uba nyami mono, enye level way na na ugusu wono. You were far away, but today God has brought you close. Today there is something good happening in your life. There is something good. At least I never suit me kwe jumaba. At least I never suit me kwe school. At least I never suit so. Uti mi fre baby se me jume munye. At least was so bit me fre se brabe ye A, B, C, D, mame. At least was suit me kwe school. At least was suit me nyo bi mani ma uska. Enya level way nan ka uwo. This was not your salary some time ago. This was not your income. But God has brought you this far. And if it is true that God has brought you this far, then it is through your tithe that you let God know that you have brought me this far. If you used to pay tithe of 50 cedis, because you were taking and you were getting money of 500 cedis, so your tithe was 50 cedis. And now by the grace of God, your money is now 1,000 cedis. And you start paying a tithe of 100 cedis, what you are telling God is that, God, you have changed my level. Do you get it? You are trying to, you don't need to stay with your mouth. You are telling God that, God, those days when you used to give me 500, you see I gave you the 50. Now you are giving me 1,000, so I'm giving you the 100. You are telling God that, Lord, you have changed my level. And your level when an enemy war. And when you are able to acknowledge God in whatever he does for you, he will do more for you. May God do more for you. Somebody didn't say amen here. I said, may God do more for you. May God keep changing your level. And the same chapter 26, verse 4 to 6. We are continuing the verse. Verse 4. It said, verse 4. And the priest shall take the basket out of your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord thy God. So they were paying tithe. Not today. Tithe we didn't start paying today. Right from the scriptures. And thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, a Syrian ready to perish was my father Abraham, and he went down into Egypt, and so he journeyed with a few and became there a nation great, mighty and populous. Amen. Verse 6. And the Egyptians evil treated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage. He says that you will begin to tell the Lord through your tithe. You will begin to tell the Lord that I used to be a Syrian. My father Abraham was a Syrian. But now you have brought us. And you have brought us to this place. That is a change of level. Somebody say change of level. So tithing reflects a change of level. And your tithing tells God that you admit that he has changed your level. And when you admit one level change, then God will give you more level changes. May God give you multiple levels of change. You are not here with me. Say multiple levels of change. Number 3. God establishes the tithe as a prayer of thanksgiving. When you pay your tithe, it's like a prayer. It's like I say, Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. It's like I say, Lord, thank you. It's a way to say thank you to God. So if you don't pay your tithe, it's a way to say, Lord, I'm not grateful. I'm not thanking you. Deuteronomy 26, 7 to 10. And then number 4, God established the tithe so that you enjoy the 90%, knowing that God has given, or God, knowing that you have given God his portion. God gives you the tithe or the money, you give God 10%, and it makes you be able to enjoy the 90%. It makes you enjoy the 90%. Nothing steals the 90% from you. Because sometimes when God gives you the money or the job and you are not grateful to him, you don't give him the 10%. He steps back from your life and sickness will take over and will consume the rest of your money. I'm Robert will take over, consume the rest of your business, your money, peace, sickness, fire. Several things, loss of money and all kinds of things can happen. You see people who don't pay tithe till they are poor. They don't even become. Their tithe doesn't make them even full. They added their tithe to their money and chopped all. Yet, they are struggling. Yet, before the month will end, all their money is finished. Even though they chopped their tithe. So, and so on. Because when you spend your tithe, the rest will not be holy. It is when you give God the 10%, then the rest of your money becomes holy. Then the devil is not permitted to touch it. And whenever the devil tries to touch it, you can stand on it and rebuke the devil, and he will leave you. Clap your hands and say an amen. How many of you want to really enjoy your money? You want to enjoy? Then start paying the 10%. Otherwise, the devil will steal the rest from you, because God will not protect you. If you really want to enjoy your money, your salary, your income, then you have to pay God his portion. Give God his portion. Tell somebody, give God his portion. So you can enjoy your portion. Tell him. Number 5. That is in Deuteronomy 26 verse 11, okay? Deuteronomy 26 verse 11. Then number 5. God established the tithe to pay the Levites. To pay the Levites. And keep them working in the house of God. God established the tithe so that those who work for God in the church, who are full-time people, all the work they do is the church work, they will get some money to also take care of themselves. Otherwise, when you come here, you will not come and meet anybody working for God here full-time. If you want to come here any day to come and meet a pastor, then you have to pay your tithe, because he will not go anywhere. He will be here praying for you, fasting for you, asking God to bless you, preparing to come and teach you, to come and minister to you. It is a tithe that God uses to pay him. If you want to come and meet people here, if you want us to do morning service, evening service, afternoon service, and we have instrumentalists playing, we have media men full time, we have office assistants, we have people who are working. Currently, we have people at Central Region who are working. It is out of the tithe that we have to send them money every month. It is out of the tithe we have to send the pastors and the people working in Kumasi every month. We have to buy chairs for them. We have to buy instruments, sound systems. Everything we have here, they also need. We have to buy for them, pay their rent. Next month, we are paying Olebu's rent, about 85 million for a year. Olebu branch, 85 million for a year. We have to pay by next month. It is the tithe, out of the tithe, that we are able to buy the chairs you are sitting on, that we are able to buy prepaid. Every month, we buy only prepaid, not less than 500 cedis. This we do programs, more, 700, 800, only prepaid. How many of your offerings can we gather to buy the prepaid? Today, we had to change two of the lights. About two lights were bought, plus choke and other things. Today alone, the lights that we had to acquire was about 650 cedis today alone. Now, these are things you will never know. If I am to mention how much everything costs, you will wonder. Even this microphone, anything. Everything we do here, nobody brings money from outside to come and give to a church. God has planned that every church should run by tithe. Say tithe. So if you deny God the tithe, you are trying to say that close the church. Do you want the church to be closed? Oh, come on, answer. Do you want the church to be closed? But if you can't pay your rent, this place is rented. If you can't pay your rent, the church will be closed. Because this place is rented. If you can't pay your rent, the church will be closed. If you cannot get tithes, you cannot buy land. You cannot build church. You cannot do anything. Every time we are going, we have to pay transportation for people. What if church had a bus? Wouldn't it have been good? Wouldn't it have been a good idea that the church has its own bus? Tell somebody, it comes through tithes. Tell him it comes through tithes. So any child of God who robs God of his tithe, that is why God becomes angry with any child of God who doesn't pay tithes. You will be doing everything well, but when it comes to financial liberty, you may not enjoy it. The reason is because of tithes. You may be doing everything, fine, sorry them. But the one you be a one tear tighter. Oh, catch your young couple and say, a juma a yema on the injai. A sophony nanjai, a mumbra back to Accra. Yan to a sorry dynamo. Yan to mean chia bills. We can't do anything. Is that what we want? Oh, hello, is that what we want? Then you and I must love God enough to be tithers. Is it a good idea? So when you pay tithe, then the workers in the church can be paid and the bills in the church can be paid. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Have you been taking communion? How many of you take communion in this house? How many of you take communion? Let me see your hand. Who did communion? Well, sorry, them are beautiful. Do you know the money we used to acquire the communion? You don't know, it's the tithe. Say the tithe. Abraham gave tithe to Melchizedek, and Melchizedek, the high priest, gave Abraham communion, bread and wine. One more omucha tithe near mom communion. If you don't pay tithe, you are disqualifying yourself from taking communion from this house. The reason is because you don't even believe. You are not supporting the house. You are not supporting the work of God. You are the reason why now a lot of people don't want to be pastors. A lot of people don't want to be pastors in this world because Christians are thieves. They don't pay tithe. Christians are thieves. A Christopher by a conform. Omunchia omu tithe. Tithe ye nyame die no, omu fa edika omu die no. Omu fa manyame da. Say the bear a soft war, a big jay juma, a copy jumaye. Say the bear, one more muye juma, a sorry. Ah, I was saying you change your muka in ano, upia be jay na wako, because he needs comfort to your muka. Yeah, he needs comfort to your muka. It's a pity. During the days of Nehemiah, Nehemiah is the temple, no. Everybody that doesn't go to work and stay there and work for the church, they have all run away. And Nehemiah asked, why have they run away? He said, because nobody brings tithe again. So they have all run away. They are all farmers now, engineers, doing their own work. So the house of God was closed. And then Nehemiah said, no, everybody start bringing the tithe. And he brought all the workers of the church back. We have church secretary, we have church administrators, we have church workers, we have people who work for the church every day. It's not like they work in the evenings, they work from morning to night. And we need to pay them. And it is the tithe that God uses to pay them. Refusal to pay the tithe doesn't only bring God's anger and spiritual punishment and consequences and poverty on you. It denies the church from operation and the church is locked down. How many of you want rescue to be locked down? But you are the reason why rescue cannot be able to do what we should do. As I'm talking to you now, our project at Men's Chrome, unless God comes in where we are, unless God comes in, because the tithes are not coming. The sacrifices are not coming. Tithes too are not coming. At least the tithes could have paid masons to do something. Are you hearing what God is saying to us tonight? Tell somebody, repent. Stop eating God's money. Tell him, stop eating God. Stop spending God's money. Stop eating it. Stop squandering God's money. Stop being a thief. You are a shepherd, but you are a thief. You are a pastor, but a thief. A deacon, but a thief. A deaconess, but a thief. A singer in the church, but a thief. An usher by the thief. Ask the one by, are you a thief? Are you a pastor by the thief? Ask, are you a member by the thief? Thief. Instrumentalist by the thief? Yeah. Deuteronomy 26, verse 12. He said, when thou hast made an end of tithing, all the tithes of increase, the third year, which is the year of tithing, and hast given it unto the Levites, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, and they that they may eat within thy gates and be filled. So the tithes, first and foremost, given to the Levites, those that work in a temple. Hallelujah. Then, number six. God established the tithe to take care of the needy and the helpless. Yeah. To take care of the needy and the helpless. If God doesn't intervene, maybe those we have been helping, we have to stop. Yes, because now the tithes are not coming. So since the tithes are not coming, we cannot steal money from anywhere. We cannot go outside and go and beg money. So since the children of God says they will not pay tithes, all the students we take care of, we will stop taking care of them. From JHS to tertiary. Because the tithes are not coming. Because God uses the tithes. He says that when thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes of thy increase, tertiary, which is the year of the tithing, and hast given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow. So it is out of that money that we are able to help the people amongst us who need help. There are people who come, hospital bill, we help, is from tithe. There are people who come, emergency, something has happened, it is tithe. There are people who come and we can see that they are struggling. Like this week, one member came after she told her story, see that she's really struggling, and that she's going, we gave her something. This is what the tithe does. It doesn't just take care of Levites, but it helps the strangers. And some of you have been saying that, oh, in Kaneno, Ura missing house, I'll be near Gianedi. Ura, sorry, I'll be near Gianedi. And so, and that year, do you know why? Because in Kanti, Tenona can story ma, Eddie Gianni Kofi, I'm going to call missing house. Since you became a member here, have you brought a sachet, not a bag, sachet of rice, sachet of water to missing house before? Have you brought anything here that Ohieni Bibura or Obeni Biedida? And the only thing left is the tithe. That's one too you are not paying. That's one too you don't pay. That's one too you don't pay. About only 10% of people pay tithe in this church. 90% don't pay tithe. Yeah. Yeah. Workers, students, people who get some tips, they don't pay. They don't pay. And so, it means that we can no longer help the fatherless. When COVID-19 came, we had to money to a lot of our single mothers in this church. We sent them money. Some of them, we bought rice, bought this, bought that. And send to some. It's the tithe that does those things. It's the tithe. It's the tithe. There are a lot of people here who depend on the church. Almost here, Juma, if they are sorry, stick him. I have to be giving them money. Some of them sleep here. I have to be giving them money before they can eat. It's from tithe. These are poor people. Stay poor people. And if you don't pay your tithe, you are denying the poor. That is why God is angry with children who don't pay tithe. It's Christians who don't pay tithe. That's why. So why is it pay tithe? And somebody tells you out there that why are you paying tithe? Ask the person, how would the church pay its bills? Because every group in this world takes dues. It's only church that doesn't take dues. That's why we take tithes. That's it. So if MPP, they take money, dues. If NDC, if sports teams, whatever. If your own student group, your own association, your house, everywhere you belong, there is money that runs the organization, then church also runs with money. Because we buy chairs with money. Now, when you are church, now, when you were a normal person. Oh, it's true. Those days, who you software, you are the say, see, I get all your software, you too. Oh, yeah, it's true. When we are going to buy something, they ask, sorry for the music. Sorry for the. Then they will increase the bill. Yeah. So, that is how the devil has made the world. The world thinks the church has money. And the church members who make the church get the money to do that work, they are not giving the tithes. This is the reason why a lot of us will be praying, but we will not really see financial glory. But we may not see it. I won't curse you, but I'll only read the Bible to you. Amen. Clap your two hands. Why God established the tithe? Number seven. God established the tithe as money set apart from all secular and worldly purpose. That is the only money that God set apart used for spiritual thing. True or not true? But again, life bill, water bill, you buy things. Everything you use your money for is secular. The only thing you use money for which is spiritual is the tithe. Is the tithe. So if you don't pay your tithe, you are denying yourself of even that opportunity to do something spiritual. Number 8, Deuteronomy 26, 14, it's over there. Then number 8, God established the tithe to have a legal basis to bless his people. God wants a legal base to bless you. So God needs a basis. Nyami penyina so. Tell somebody God needs a basis. Nyami penyina so. Tighten the yen nyami nyina so or the bishrao. It's God's basis to bless you. And if you take it out, you'll be praying, but God has no basis to bless you financially. You'll be praying. How many of you want God's blessings? You really need God's blessings. You need to be a tither. Number 9, last but one. God established, and the number 8 is Deuteronomy 26, 15. Cost of the time, that's why. He said, look down from thy holy habitation from heaven and bless thy people, Israel. So God blesses his people because of tithe. Then number 9, God established the tithe as a test of our obedience. God wants to test us. Deuteronomy 26, 16 to 17. You see, when God says give a tithe or sowashe, or sowashe, catch up with the name sowashe, or the tithe or the sowashe, God uses tithe to test you. When God gave Adam the whole garden, osponeshe, and then catch Adam, catch and it's one tree, just one. Tell somebody, just one. That's how the tithe is, just 10%, just one. Kitwa. But still, ubediaka 90%, you know. Adam di nyamani nasa di diaba bakupa nyankupo kache ni se mani dino use di kaho emani na abono enuti na udu utaita usika no eskata usisinya unhuso inyoma ne jiska neko eka yariye ene umami yariye china upapa ene ya frewe ukuromu ene jumano e cut from like inyoma pata eji usika uka ka kani sese rough rough. That Jews decay now. Cause of tithe. Beware. Cause of tithe. God established the tithe as a test of our obedience. That means so washing. May you not fail your test. I pray for you. May you not fail your test. May you not disappoint God the next time he tests you. So the next time money comes into your hands, may you pass your test. From today, obiche uska pass your test. You. Nami tithe at all 10%. Obi ma salary ye tithe. Ye chia o ka ye tithe. Ye ma chop money the co squad ye tithe. Ye ma gift her ye tithe. Allowance ye tithe. Take your tithe so that God will have a basis to bless you. Otherwise, financial prosperity. Some of you, it may elude you.
That's the truth. Because you will pray and pray. You will clean church, wash church, you shepherd, win 1,000 souls. Heaven you will go. But money comes through tithing. You can't win souls and get money. Money comes through tithing. Amen. So make sure that you are tighter.
Hallelujah. And then the final one. God established the tithe in order to create a peculiar and an unusual group of prosperous and blessed people on this earth. Nyamiwo, enye nitri mu poste obe shirobiya. Sanetie. Nyami on shirobiya. Kache no tunche se nyami nshira ubiya. Kache se nyami oyim. Na wishira. Nyami oyim. On shirobiya. The whole world of Pekee Adam. Adam asked for Cain Abel or Piki Abel for Nshira. One Piki Cain. When Shirobia, you cool Cain cool Abel. In manner or sound was Adam sound, you know, which are we now on a fast set. Set as if on a Piki Enoch, a Piki Noah, a Piki Abraham. Okoso Piki a Piki Moses, Piki David, Piki Solomon, like every generation of Piki Obi, Jacob and Esau, Oshomina, no, or Piki Obi. Etinami Unsilovia. In this church, Senyami Pesu Shira in Kofobia, or best selective woman we are tightest. Your father is Piki Munshira and American Sika, Ushira tightest. The whole world, Shaju Fono. Omo nosu omo sta esu sika omo wono esteem amaman bebere o county world billionaires. A lot of them come from Israel, the generation of Abraham. Israel say omo secret your friend a titan. Till today the Jews pay tithe, their government pay tithe. Yeah, it's as serious as that. Omu government is there to say, yeah, government, yeah, president, government in a chair tight.
That's why God bless them. That's why no country can defeat them. They have been so strong. And all the whole world can gang against Israel, but they can't finish Israel because God is with them. Covenant of tithe.
May you be a tither from today. I said, may you be a tither from today. May you be grateful to God. May you be here from today. May you be grateful to God. And may you give God a reason, a legal reason for Him to bless you. Clap your two hands together.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.